Mishnah base. Izeh derech chayka. What is considered to be a faraway journey? Somebody who is far away, and therefore, if he fails to bring the Korban Pesach, he will not be chayv koris. What is the definition of someone which is far away? Min hamidin v'rachutz. From a place called Medim outwards. It took around 6 hours to get from Medim to Yerushalayim, which means that if at midday on Erev Pesach, which is technically the earliest time to bring the Korban Pesach, to slaughter the Korban Pesach, if at that time he was in Medim, so that means that he is not able to reach Yerushalayim within the time that it is permitted to slaughter the Korban Pesach. Because by the time he reaches there 6 hours later, that is when the night begins and it is too late to bring the Korban Pesach. And the same measurement in every direction, that is considered to be a faraway place. That is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. However, Rabbi Eliezer says, Rechoka doesn't literally mean somebody who is far away in distance, but rather meskubas v'azor v'lachutz. Anybody who is outside of the threshold of the Beis HaMikdash courtyard is considered to be in this category, meaning even if somebody was in Yerushalayim, let's say, but something out of his control occurred, which prevented him from bringing his Korban Pesach, he would also be considered in this category of someone who is Rederech Rechoka, and therefore he would also be exempt from Kores if he ends up not being able to bring the Korban Pesach and the Pesach Sheni. So Rabbi Eliezer is arguing on part of the previous Mishnah. Now Rabbi Yossi says, following Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, Lefichach Nokud Al Hei. Therefore, there is a dot on the letter Hei in the word Rechoka. There are certain letters in the Torah which have dots on top of them. And if, for example, there is a dot only on one of the letters, that means that there is a hidden meaning to be interpreted as if that letter wasn't there. So in this case, it's as if it was written Rechoka without a Hei. Now, what difference does that make? So if it says Derech Rechoka, so grammatically speaking, Derech is a feminine noun, and Rechoka with a hey at the end is a feminine adjective. So that means that Rechoka is describing the word derech, and so it means that somebody was on a faraway journey. However, if you read it without the hey, that means that Rochik is no longer an adjective describing the derech, rather it would mean derech Rochik, the way of somebody who was far away. It's not saying that he was on a faraway journey, it's saying the person was far away, not in terms of distance or in terms of the journey. Rather, he was far away from being able to fulfill his mitzvah. Meaning, something out of his control stopped him from being able to fulfill the mitzvah. Lomar, the hey is to tell you, it's not because he is literally far away in terms of distance. Rather, even if he is only outside of the threshold of the Beis HaMikdash's courtyard, if he was prevented out of his control from fulfilling the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, that is included in this category.